From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump today held his first news conference since winning the presidential election last November. Trump released his plan to separate himself from his business empire so as to avoid a conflict of interest once in office. He said he will create a trust in which two of his sons, along with another executive, will run his business interests after his January 20th inauguration. Trump acknowledged that Russia meddled in the November election, but said that if Russian President Vladimir Putin likes him, he considers that an asset, not a liability. Trump said he will be tougher in dealing with a Russian leader than his opponent Hillary Clinton would have been. The president-elect denounced as false media reports about a dossier said to support allegations that Russia compiled tawdry personal information about him and that his campaign officials colluded with Russian intelligence. The United Arab Emirates has confirmed the killing of five of its diplomats in a bomb attack Tuesday in the Afghan city of Kandahar. The blast killed a total of at least 11 people and wounded 16, mostly Afghan government officials. The provincial governor and the UAE ambassador to Kabul were among those wounded. The Taliban insurgency has denied involvement. Gambia's outgoing president has issued a warning to foreign leaders not to interfere in his country's electoral process. The comment comes as several African presidents are scheduled to meet with him on Thursday. Yahya Jammeh says the country can figure out for itself whether he should give up power after he lost an election in December. He warned against propaganda and misinformation. This is VOA News. The war in Yemen has taken the lives of nearly 1,400 children and forced the closure of almost 2,000 schools. UNICEF Yemen representative Maritzel Relano says the actual numbers are likely to be much higher. Following two airstrikes Tuesday near a school outside Sana'a, Relano called on both sides to protect children and stop attacks on civilian areas. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson says Russia poses a danger to the U.S. and its recent activities have disregarded American interests. Russia must be held accountable for its actions, such as its invasion of Ukraine, Tillerson said during his confirmation hearing Wednesday before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He told lawmakers, "Our NATO allies are right to be alarmed by a resurgent Russia." He said President-elect Donald Trump has urged closer relations with Russia to address a resurgence that occurred in the absence of American leadership. U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions faced a second day of confirmation hearings Wednesday as President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General, including testimony against him by a fellow sitting senator. Senator Cory Booker appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee in an unprecedented move that he said was prompted by the immense powers of the Attorney General combined with the, quoting, deeply troubling views of the nominee. Booker said Sessions' record says we can't count on him. Russian politics and security analysts expressed skepticism Wednesday about claims that Russian intelligence collected information and compromising videos of President-elect Donald Trump. It does seem quite extraordinary in many ways and frankly hard to fully credit, according to Mark Galliotti. He's senior researcher at the Institute of International Relations in Prague. Somalia's lower house of parliament re-elected its speaker Wednesday, the first top official chosen in an election process marred by delays and allegations of vote buying. Mohamed Osman Jawari won election in the first round with 141 out of 259 votes. His closest challenger, Abdirashid Mohamed Hadig, received 97 votes. An American citizen arrested in the shooting of a U.S. consular official in Mexico last week has been extradited. Zia Zavar was brought back to his home country on Monday, one day after his arrest by Mexican authorities. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.